Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of July 29, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. A big thank you to the great Jones County Fair Board for allowing the Camp Courageous staff and volunteers and campers to enjoy a day at the fair. Wow, do they have a great time. Lots of carnival rides, thanks to the Evans United shows. They had a wonderful meal at the Monticello Lions Club stand. A big thank you to the Monticello Lions Club for providing all the food for the campers and staff. Big thank you to all those folks that made that possible. The past week here at Camp Courageous has been set aside for those with visual impairments. It's been a warm one, though. This next week was dedicated to those with physical disabilities, particularly those that have aged out with the Muscular Dystrophy Association program. Our travel program are up in the nice, cool Duluth, Minnesota area, enjoying time along Lake Superior. They had a beautiful North Shore Scenic Railroad experience and also went through the museum up there and, of course, are spending a lot of time at the water parks. A big thank you to Eloise Dennis for not only donating a mint condition 2013 Fiat 500 to Camp Courageous to raffle off. Tickets are $25 a piece. You can get more information on that at Camp's website at campcourageous.org. But also, Eloise gave a group of us the opportunity to tour her beautiful home that is located in the Lewis Bottom area of Linn County. It's called Sadie's House. It was built in 1892, fifth generation. Eloise is a wonderful lady, and we appreciate her taking her time to give us a wonderful tour. Thank you to the Dubuque Community Foundation for providing rural teachers a retreat here at Camp Courageous. It was a full day. They had the opportunity to participate in many Camp Courageous activities, along with having a chance to revitalize themselves for the coming year. This past Friday night, the Cubs, which is the Chicago Urban Bicycle Society, had a fundraiser for Camp Courageous in Coralville as part of RAGBRAI. They have been doing this for 19 years, a wonderful group out of Chicago that rides their bikes across Iowa and always has a benefit for Camp Courageous. We're only days away from our annual Pineapple Sale and Pineapple Gala. The Pineapple Sales will be at all the area Hy-Vees starting July 31st and going through August 13th. Then on August 18th at 6 p.m. at the Doubletree in downtown Cedar Rapids will be the huge Pineapple Gala. And this is an annual event in memory of Tate and Dottie Cummins. And it should be a bigger and better event than ever. The silent auction items are currently online. You can bid online on all the silent auction items. You need not be present to win. And probably one of the top silent auction items is a replica Model A donated by U.S. Bank. So you want to see that. Once again, that's at campcourageous.org. Go to fundraisers and there'll be information there. Then live auction. We just learned this week that our good friends, honorary board members, Bud and Georgia Johnson, have donated 4 tickets to the University of Iowa women's basketball game against Ohio State at Hawkeye Carver Arena. And these are no ordinary tickets. These are front row on the floor. The only people closer to the ball game are the actual players. Once again, 4 tickets to the Ohio versus Iowa women's basketball game. That game has been sold out forever. All the women's basketball games are sold out, and Camp Courageous has tickets to numerous games. That's one of those you have to be there. It's a live auction item for the Pineapple Gala, August 18th. Check out our website at campcourageous.org under fundraising and see where you can buy tickets and also go online to bid on some of those silent auction items. Camp Courageous' Sprint Triathlon will be coming up right around the corner. It'll be Sunday, August 13th here at Camp Courageous beginning at 8 o'clock. You can still register online for this great event. Then on August 12th at the Hotel Kirkwood, you'll have the opportunity to listen to Abigail Adams and Hunter Kemper. This is open to the general public. They both have a great story. Abigail was born with Down syndrome, and Hunter is an Olympian, USA Triathlon Hall of Famer. Once again, August 12th, Hotel Kirkwood. It is free, and it begins at 9 a.m. and again at 11 a.m. Our good friends at Eldon C. Stutzman Incorporated in Hills, Iowa are having their annual Customer Appreciation Dinner and event on August 3rd. This year, they're going to have a raffle all to benefit Camp Courageous. So we sure do appreciate our good friends at Stutzman's for thinking of Camp Courageous as they have for years and years. And we were very fortunate to know Eldon quite well here at Camp Courageous, a wonderful family. Our good friends at GTG Peterbilt there in Cedar Rapids is having their 50th anniversary. It'll be August 4th, Friday, from 4 to 10. They have food, raffles, live music. A big thank you to Chad Mavinsky and all of our good friends at the Cedar Rapids Truck Center. And congratulations on 50th anniversary, and thank you for thinking of Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous is currently looking for fall staff, which is right around the corner. If you're interested in being a counselor, a program coordinator, activity specialist, or any of those type of roles, check out Camp's website at campcourageous.org for more information. Our need for the week comes from our facilities department and is tree water bags. Starting next year, we're going to strategically place nice trees throughout camp, and these slow release drip water bags will prevent staff from having to be there to water the trees individually. Camp lost a couple of dear friends this past week. Helen Purdy, a great volunteer from the Independence area, from Brandon, passed away. Her memorials come to Camp Courageous, along with Bernice Burden from Clinton, another great supporter of the camp. And our good friend Tony Bennett passed away. Tony did a benefit for Camp Courageous and WMT Radio at the Five Seasons Center in Cedar Rapids years ago and was a good friend of the camp. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.